Right, we're now in the early evening at the Festival of Education, and we're in a Google tent on the at the front of the college. Google have provided free cocktails with such scientific names, CERN and
Bletchley Park,
and what were the other two?
I only got to the first one.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm sat here with Neil Gallagher. And it's Gallagher, because people often say Gallagher.
Yeah. It's Gallagher.
Gallagher. And you're a fellow Irishman.
I am indeed.
Yeah. So what brings you over to England?
Well, actually, I've been over here since 96. And
there was a World Cup in 96, wasn't there?
There was a European Championships in 96. That unfortunately,
I don't think Ireland won that one.
No, we didn't.
So you're with tech heads, the sort of startup community that Ed Baker's involved with, and you've got a startup called...
I've got a startup called Cape Koala Studios that have developed an online social world for kids called Pora Ora. So we've been developing for 3 years, and we're actually just launching it next week.
So it's Pora?
Pora Ora.
And does it have a meaning?
It actually, if you Google it, Pora Ora doesn't mean anything, strictly speaking.
But that could be a marketing ploy. It doesn't mean anything.
But in Ukraine, it means let's go, and in Spanish, it's now. So it's got a good feel.
Right. And it's like a get up and go. Come on, let's do it.
So the Spanish think it's a Spanish name. Ukrainians think it's a Ukrainian war cry, and the Irish people think it's something to do with gold.
So, have you got some sort of a computing background, like programming or anything?
I studied electronic engineering in college and actually worked
in Ireland
in Belfast, and then went to work with an Irish company called Aldiscon, who most people don't realize developed the technology to send SMS.
Telecommunications.
So to send text messages. So back in 92, I was working with those guys installing text messaging systems into mobile operators like O2 and Vodafone.
And was it an exciting period?
Well, it was fantastic because every operator around the world needed one of these systems. And I spent 3 years just going from New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, South Africa, Norway, Sweden.
I bet you saw some life doing that,
installing this. And then I did that for about 4 years and then moved over to the UK in 96 with actually that company. And after about 2 years, set up a consultancy business around SMS and just technical integration for mobile operators.
So this insight that you've had into technology and electronics, it's brought a lot of opportunities to you.
Yeah, I think I was fortunate at that time to be working in an industry that was going through phenomenal growth, and I was able to build a company around that, and then that's afforded me the opportunity to go after a real passion of mine, which is education.
Right.
And so I went through the Irish education system and I needed maths.
Doing Northern Irish or
the Republic, and I did the Leaving Cert, which is a really, really tough exam.
That's like the equivalent to the A-level.
It's the equivalent of the A-level.
That age.
Group, except you've got... It's probably more similar to the Scottish system.
Ten subjects, eight subjects?
You've got seven subjects, seven or eight, but six are counted. And it covers... You need to do Irish, English, maths and a foreign language. And then you get to choose three if you're on. And I want to do engineering. I want to do electronic engineering. And I found... And I needed a higher maths paper. So like an A-level equivalent. And I struggled. I had to spend a lot of time on my maths. And I got there. But when I started studying in uni, I then found maths really easy. So I kind of questioned why did my maths ability suddenly get better, or was it because I had access to a different style of book and a different style of teaching? And
so you said you're passionate about education. Did you have like some sort of formative experiences early on that made you think...
Because of my experience of maths, I realised I think maths just generally is taught very badly and doesn't inspire any passion in people. And I always felt I would like to go back and make maths easier for people to understand, because I went through the journey of finding it very difficult to finding it very easy, and I didn't get any smarter in that period of time.
Do you know what? I had some good conversations with somebody this morning. I think we should do another audio boo around this, so here it goes.